This is a dictation for Elandus, yes, E-L-A-N-D-U-S-Y-O-U-N-G. The date of service is 10-12-2023. Date of birth is 7-17-1958. Date of accident is 1-17-2022. The patient is Elandus Young, allegedly was involved in an automobile accident where he was walking on a green light to cross an 8-mile road where another car hit him. And after hitting, he was pinned underneath. And the other car drove him a little bit, leading to pain in the head due to the head injury, with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, incontinence, pain syndrome in the neck, which is 8 to 9 with lower back pain, 10 with radiation to both legs posteriorly up to the ankle, pain in the right knee, and also in the left hip and left knee. Some pain in the left shoulder also was described. Numbness of second, third finger. This is on the first visit on 6-12-2023. As noted, the patient has had extensive physical therapy and various consultations. He has seen spine surgeon. He has seen orthopedic surgeon. So far, he has had no surgery to his shoulder. And his MRIs are positive for disc involvement at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5. And in cervical, there is a previous surgery, but he still experiences pain. And the left shoulder has a injury to the labrum and supraspinatus tendon. Overall, the pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and 80% pain is relieved with the pain medications and help. The left shoulder pain is 9, and he can only lift up to 90 degrees in abduction, after which he experienced severe pain. Both knees are painful, as well as the left ankle beside left hip. However, there is no fractures, contusion, or any laceration. Overall, the physical examination is not unremarkable for any major pathology. The rest of the physical exam, rest of the history is from the chart, including system review, the additional history, and except he lost 8 pounds of weight, substance abuse and compliance history is from the chart, and the physical examination blood pressure is 131 over 90, pulse is 59, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 9-13-2023, dictation number 1009-036, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue reviewing all the MRIs which have been reviewed with him. He has been told, informed that he has an option to get lumbar epidural steroid injections in the lumbar region times 3 to 4, and it should bring him some relief. Even cervical epidural has been discussed with him times 2, and injection to the left shoulder to the intra-articular and supraspinatus tendon and AC joint. The patient has agreed he would like to schedule his appointment for these issues. He is provided with the following medication, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Mobic is for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil 50 milligram at night for sleep, GAD disorder, and pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is a provider for topical pain relief. And is referred to orthopedic surgery. He has a caseworker who agreed to take him to Dr. Gary Gilliard. And his physical therapy is okay for once a week. We have never received any PT evaluation or recertification from his therapist. We have asked him to supply us that information. And other than that, patient will do home therapy. And he remains off work, housework replacement, alternate care, transportation, case management. Thank you.